Well, I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity that my wife and I have to be with you.
感謝主俾我同我太太有機會可以同大家喺度一同聚會。
And I especially enjoyed the time at the Lord's table.
特別享受能夠與大家一同喺主面前擘餅。
I see that when I come to celebrate this time at the Lord's table with you, I need to have my running shoes on or I cannot get in to pray.
我發現當我來到同大家一起擘餅的時候，我要好似要穿起我個波鞋，因為好似要同大家賽跑一樣，因為如果我唔快嘅話，就冇機會可以祈禱讚美神啦。
So we rejoice in the Lord today because of His wonderful mercy to us.
所以今日我哋因着主对我哋嘅恩典，我哋能够欢喜快乐。
Did you remember that His mercies are new today?
你记唔记得佢嘅恩典系每一日都系更新嘅咧？
Every morning, the Scripture says His mercies are new.
每一天嘅早上，佢嘅怜悯都系新嘅。
And not only that, but they endure forever.
唔單止咁，佢係傳到永遠嘅。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
所以為著此，我哋感謝神。
I want to ask you to turn to a colossal book this morning.
我哋今天早上請大家打開哥羅西書。
It's the colossal book of Colossians.
係一本為著哥羅西地方所寫嘅書，就係哥羅西書啦。
I want to read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 1.
我想讀第一章第一同第二節。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
哥羅西書第一章第一至第二節，奉神旨意作基督耶穌使徒的保羅和兄弟提摩太，寫信給哥羅西的聖徒，在基督裡有忠心的弟兄，願因為平安從神我們的父歸與你們。Now
I'd like to ask you to turn to chapter 4.
請打開第四章。
And verse 17.
第17節。
Colossians 4:17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it.
要对阿基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。
Now I'd like to go back to chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10.
再翻去第二章第九節同第十節。
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And now I want to read the last phrase in verse 11 of chapter 3. Colossians 3, verse 11, just the last phrase.
第三章第十一节最后一个部分。
But Christ is all and in all.
唯有基督是包括一切，又住在各人之内。
Let's pray together.
我们请一起祈祷。
Father, we come and bow down before you today as we open your word together.
天父，我们今天来到你面前，俯伏在你面前。
We want to tell you that without you we cannot do anything.
我想向你讲，除了你之外，我们做不到什么。
So we thank you that we are not without you today.
所以今天早上感謝你，因為我們是與你同在，你與我們同在。
We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit
我们感谢你向我们的话语，也都感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
We want to thank you that you are reigning on your glorious throne in heaven, and you are also here right in our midst.
也都感谢你，你现在在你的宝座上面得到荣耀，也都现在在今天在这个聚会里面与我们同在。
We believe that you are speaking this morning.
我相信你今天是向我们说话。
Give us ears to hear what you are saying to us.
求你给我们耳朵能够听到你向我们说的话语。
And would you be so merciful to open the eyes of our understanding that we may behold our wonderful Lord Jesus today.
也都怜悯我们，给我们在悟性上可以看见我们的主耶稣基督。
Bless your word to every heart.
祝福你的话语能够摸着我们每一个心。
And especially fill the hungry and thirsty.
特别是能够使饥渴的能够可以得到水。
We ask it together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. I want to try to bring you some thoughts from this wonderful letter that Paul wrote to the Colossian believers.
我愿意今天早上同大家交通哥罗西书保罗所写的书信，希望能够从这封书信能够交通一些的信息。
There are two great facts that I want to enunciate this morning.
有两个事实我能够希望今天早上能够表达出来。
And these great facts are true of every one of the Lord's children.
这两个事实在每一个神的儿女里面都是真实的。
Everyone who is born of God and has been saved out of this world, these facts are true of them.
每一个从神是重新过来，是被神拯救，是从这个世界被拯救过来的，这两个事实都是真实的。
What are these facts?
这两个事实是什么呢？
These facts are every one of us that are saved are in Christ.
第一个事实就是每一个被拯救过来的儿女都是在基督里面。
And every one of us that are saved have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us.
同埋每一个神的儿女基督都是住在他们里面。
Maybe everybody knows that Brother Kong has recently in the last couple of years translated a book by Brother Nee.
大家都知道江弟兄在最近几年是帮倪弟兄是翻译了一本书。
The title of the book is The Secret of Christian Living.
书名就是基督徒生活的秘诀。
And I think this is the secret.
我相信这个就是秘诀了。
We have Christ living in us.
我们有基督住在我们里面。
And we are living in Christ.
我们也都住在基督里面。
So that's what I want to talk about this morning.
今天早上就是要交通这两点。
I said that these two great facts are true of every one of the Lord's children.
我讲及到这两个事实是在每一个日神的儿女里面都是真实的。
Though they are true, the value of them to every one of us comes in the measure of our revelation from Christ of these great facts.
虽然这两个事实都是真的，但是它对我们每一个人那个的价值都是不同的，而不同的基因就是在于我们对基督的认识有多少。
So you will remember perhaps from reading chapter 1 and verse 1 that little phrase in Christ is in verse 2.
当我们看第一章的时候，我们见到第二节那里讲到有一小句子，就是在基督里。
And a similar phrase is in the verse 17 of chapter 4, in the Lord.
同样在第四章第十七节那里讲到是在主里面。
So I want to say that this letter that Paul wrote to the Colossian believers begins and ends and is all full of this little word in Christ.
所以想提醒大家，哥罗西书由开始到尾都有这一句子在里面，就是在基督里面这一句。
In fact, you will find this little phrase in Christ or with Christ or in Christ Jesus, you will find it approximately 20 times in the letter to the Colossians.
更加的在整本书里面，你会寻找到在基督里或者靠着基督里这一句子出现过大约有20次。
I believe that you will find this little phrase around 200 times in the New Testament.
我相信你在新约圣经里面这一句在基督里面这一句大约有出现过200次。
Now, in the letter to the Colossians,
在哥罗西斯里面,
I only find really one place where the other fact is mentioned by the Apostle Paul.
我只是找到另一点是一次的被保罗讲及到。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我里面荣耀的盼望。
That little phrase, Christ in you, is given, as far as I know, only in chapter 1 and verse 27.
基督在我里面，只是在这本书出现一次，就是在第一章27节里面。
But the other phrase, you in Christ, is given approximately 20 times.
但另外一句子，我们在基督里面就是出现过20次。
So I want to speak today possibly, mostly about this matter that we are in Christ.
所以我愿意更加多是讲及到我们在基督里面这个事实。
But I don't want to devalue this other fact that Christ is in us.
但我不是想讲基督在我里面这个事实是比较轻微。
To have the Lord Jesus Christ in us is the very beginning, or our understanding of that great fact is the very beginning of our salvation and our walk with Him.
因为基督在我里面这个事实，就是我们能够得到这个救恩的开始。
When we want to be saved, when we're living in the world in darkness, and we want to be saved, we know that we must come to the Lord Jesus Christ and invite Him to come and live inside of us.
当我们仍然在黑暗里面，仍然是罪人的时候，我们知道，我们如果要得救，就要邀请主耶稣进入我们的心。
And this is a wonderful, wonderful fact.
实在是一个很美丽的事实。
When a person is, as Paul says in this letter, when a person is translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, it is a great miracle that God has performed.
当一个人能够被救从黑暗的权势里面被拯救过来，而被迁到爱子的国度的时候，这个实在一个奇妙的一个神迹。
Only God can do it.
只有神能够成就这件事。
But He loves to do it.
但是他是喜爱去做这件事。And
God has made provision to do it for the whole world.
神亦都为着全世界所有的人供应这个事实。
I thank the Lord for His hand upon me in my life.
感谢主祂的手在我的生命里面。
I was raised in a meeting place, a gathering of the Lord's people where I heard the gospel from childhood until now.
我在教会的家庭里面长大，所以由细到大都听过福音。
Many times I heard a message about open your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him come in. In fact, as children in Sunday school, we sang this little chorus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Anybody ever remember singing that?
很多时我都会听到信息，信息是要我们打开我们的心，请主入我们的心里面。而在儿童聚会里面，很多时我们都唱一首歌叫《进入我的心，进入我的心》，不知道在这里大家有没有唱过呢？
What a wonderful thing that is that when, in the honesty of our heart, even as a child, we can sing that to the Lord and pray and ask Him to come in, and He will come in and live inside of us. It's a wonderful thing.
作為一個小朋友，能夠好誠實、好衷心嘅求主進入我哋嘅心，呢個實在一個非常之美好嘅事情。
So I want to remind you this morning.
所以今天早上想提醒大家
，We do not only have Christ with us.
我哋唔單止係與主耶穌同在。
We do not only have the Lord Jesus Christ carrying us.
唔單止係基督係抱住我哋。
We do not only have Him surrounding us and covering us.
唔單止係基督係遮蓋我哋，係包住我哋。
But we have Him living inside of us.
更加嘅係基督住喺我哋裏面。
This is a glorious thing.
實在一個榮耀嘅事情。
Living inside of us, He's always speaking.
住喺我哋裏面，時常。同我哋说话
，always willing to guide us，
时常系愿意去带领我哋
，always waiting for us to consult him，
时常系等紧我哋向佢问佢问佢带领
，and you know his promise is that he will never leave us， never forsake us，
你亦都知道佢嘅应许系佢永远唔会离开我哋，丢弃我哋。
Sometimes we need to have a new seeing of this great fact that Christ is living inside of us.
有時我哋實在需要呢個嘅體見，就係見到基督住喺我哋裏面。
He wants to govern every facet of our lives.
佢實在希望掌管我哋生命裏面每一個嘅部分。
He wants to be more than a figurehead. He wants to be our living head.
佢唔單止係希望作為一個像，更加係希望成為一個活嘅神，能夠掌管我哋嘅生命。
Some of you may know that June and I are from Canada.
大家都知道我嘅姊妹同我係由加拿大嚟嘅。
Canada is quite a bit different in the government from the United States.
加拿大嘅政府同美國嘅政府好唔同。
The head of the government of the United States.You know him. He's your president. And when he's here, he lives in Washington, D.C.
美國嘅元首就係總統，呢個總統住喺華盛頓府裏面。
The head of the Canadian government does not live in Canada.
但係加拿大嘅元首唔係住喺加拿大嘅。
She lives in England.
佢住喺英國。
And so, we have a prime minister and a governor general.
所以我哋有呢個嘅首相，亦都有呢個嘅
That's not important. But the real head of the government of Canada lives in England.
但係真正嘅元首係住喺英國嘅。
It's our queen.
就係我哋嘅皇后啦。
Now, but the country, the government, the prime minister and the other elected officials in the government, they run the country.
但是首相和其他被選 的人就是真正是掌管這個國家的人。
And very rarely do they ever consult the Queen.
他們通常都不會去詢問這個皇后的。
But once every 4 or 5 years, somebody goes over to England and the Governor General is sanctioned by the Queen and comes back to Canada.
但可能五年一次，個首相會去到英國去復職。
So in Canada, I say we have a figurehead.
所以我喺加拿大裏面啲人就話我哋有一個係更高嘅元首係喺嗰度嘅啫，但係冇真正嘅權力。
She doesn't even live in the country.
佢唔係住喺加拿大裏面。
And is consulted very rarely.
從來都唔會被去諮詢嘅。
But we as Christians have the Lord Jesus Christ as our living head.
但是我们作为基督徒有我们的基督成为我们的元首。
Is he a figurehead to you?
他是不是一个假的元首对你
Do you only cry out to him when you're in trouble?
是不是只是你有困难的时候才会向他祈求呢
Or when you need special help for your final exam?
定是当你考试你需要有人帮助的时候你才会向他祈求呢
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you today.
弟兄姊妹，我想同提醒你哋。
We have a living head.
我哋有一个活嘅元首。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
就系主耶稣基督。
He is in heaven, ruling and reigning upon the throne of God.
佢喺天上面，喺神嘅右边系掌管一切。
But he's also here, right in our midst today.
亦都现在喺我哋嘅当中。
And when you got up this morning,
当你今天起身嘅时候。
He was in you.
佢喺你嘅里面。
When you laid down to sleep last night, he was in you.
昨晚你瞓觉嘅时候，佢亦都喺你里面。
When you had your breakfast, he was still in you.
当你食紧早餐嘅时候，佢亦都喺你里面。
And maybe, as happens fairly often, I think, in families, maybe you had a little conflict in your family this morning.
或者可能你今天早上同你啲弟兄姊妹爸爸妈妈食饭嘅时候，可能有少少嘅争执。
Because there's always something at stake when we want to gather with the Lord's people.
因为每一次喺主面前聚集嘅时候，都一件好大件嘅事。
And if you had that conflict, he was in you.
当你有呢个争执嘅时候，基督都系喺你里面，系向你说话。
He may have been speaking to you and saying this, sister, you need to lay down your life.
佢可能喺你心里面讲姊妹你要顺服。
Brother, don't raise your voice and get angry.
可能叫弟兄你唔好大声说话。
He's living inside of us.
佢实在住喺我哋里面。
His promise is that he will guide us into all truth.
佢嘅应许就系佢会喺所有嘅真理上面带领我哋。
And he will teach us everything that we need to know.
佢会教我哋所有我哋需要嘅嘢。
That is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
呢个就系基督喺我哋里面。荣耀的盼望。
But let me try to look at that other great fact.
愿意尝试去睇另外一个嘅事实。
You are in Christ.
我哋喺基督里面。
What does that mean?
系点解咧
？What is the value of that?
呢个嘅价值系喺边度咧
？Why should we need to know what that means in our lives?
点解我哋需要认识呢一个事实咧？
I hope before we're finished this morning, you will have a new hunger and a new thirst and a new passion to ask God to reveal to you what does it mean that I, as His child, is put in Christ.
实在愿意你哋听完呢个信息之后，你一个渴求求神向你彰显我哋住喺基督里面呢个系乜嘢嘅事实
？Now remember what I said about this letter to the Colossians.
记得我头先讲过呢一篇嘅书信。
Only once or maybe twice in this book do we have the little phrase Christ in you.
头先讲过只有一次或者两次系讲过基督喺我哋里面。
But I've tried to tell you how important and how valuable and how precious.That is to every one of us.
我已经讲及到呢个事实系对每一个人都系非常之宝贵嘅。
But if we have that phrase only once or maybe twice, and we have the other phrase 20 or more times in this letter, then we have to say this other phrase. God is trying to tell us something. Paul is trying to awaken us to a great fact that we need to know the value of it in our lives.
但系当一句系出现过一次或者两次，而另外一句系出现过多过二十次嘅时候，我相信主同保罗系实在希望我哋认识呢一个系咩回事。
As I alluded to you before, I was raised in a evangelical denomination, hearing the gospel a number of times a week through my life up until I was 33 years old.
头先都讲及到我系喺公会里面长大。一直都是听到福音直至到33岁的时候。
And I heard many messages about the fact that you need to have the Lord Jesus Christ come into your life. You need to open your heart and receive Him. Christ in you.
我实在听过很多次的信息就是你需要打开你的心是让基督进入我们的心里面。
But I don't remember hearing one message on this other great fact that brothers and sisters,You are in Christ.
但是我从来都不记得听过一个信息是讲及到我们在基督里面这个事实。
Now I do not want to fault all the people that preach to me.
我唔係要去指責嗰啲講到俾我聽嘅人。
They may have preached it.
佢可能係講過呢一個。
And I didn't hear it.
可能我嗰陣時聽唔到。
But I have a feeling that it wasn't preached.
但係我相信佢哋從來冇。
Because I also have this feeling that most of the Lord's true people of the true people of God know about the fact that Christ is in us.But we know very little about this other fact that we are in Christ.
因為我覺得好多信主嘅人都認識基督喺我哋裏面呢個事實，但係佢應對我喺基督裏面呢個事實係認識係好少。
A few months ago, my wife and I were traveling in New England.
我幾個月前我同姊妹喺新英倫呢個州嗰度係
And we knew that we were going to be going, or we planned to go to New York City.
嗰陣時我計劃去紐約城市嗰度。
And visit the brothers and sisters there.
去探望嗰度嘅弟兄姊妹。
And we heard that Christian Chen was going to give a study on the book of Colossians in November.
我聽到陳希生弟兄喺十一月嘅時候係會講及哥羅西書呢一本書嘅幾堂嘅信息。
Now maybe you know that I think every time that Brother Chen gives a seminar on some book in the Bible, he will make some requirements of the people who come to that seminar.
我相信大家都知道，每一次陳弟兄要講一啲嘅去教一本書嘅時候，佢都係希望每一個人聽嘅人都要預備好先至可以聽。
Now the young people in Manhattan had requested him to do this on the book of Colossians, and he agreed. And then he said, "Now you must do your homework. You must read the book of Colossians 20 times, and you must also read." Bishop Handley Moore's commentary on the book of Colossians.
紐約嘅弟兄要求陳希生弟兄係講哥羅西書呢篇道，但陳弟兄答應咗，但係卻係要求嗰度嘅弟兄首先睇哥羅西書20次，同埋睇Henry Moore 弟兄關及哥羅西書嘅講義，先至可以去聽。
Now I'm going to tell you an open secret today.
今天早上我同大家分享一個秘密，一個大家都知嘅秘密。
Not original with me.
唔係我所作出嚟嘅。
But Christian Chen quoted Griffith Thomas and said, "Whenever you find any commentary by Handley Moore, just close your eyes and buy it. Never mind the price, just buy it."
咁陳弟兄就係 quote 另一個Thomas 嘅弟兄講每當你見到 Henry Moore嘅查經講義嘅時候，唔好睇佢嘅價值，買咗佢就得啦。
So now when you go home this afternoon, you young people get on eBay and see if you can find it.
所以年輕嘅弟兄姊妹，當你聽完編道，今日晏晝嘅時候，你去 eBay 去查下有冇 Henry Moore 嘅弟兄嘅講義，你就買咗佢啦。
Because it's out of print.
因為已經係唔再出版嘅啦。
I will rent you my copy very cheaply.
我可以租俾你用好少嘅錢。
But you can also find it on the internet, and if you want to know how to find it on the internet, you must contact Lucio and Priscilla in Flushing, New York. We'll give you their email address.
你亦都可以喺互聯網嗰度揾到。如果你想知道點樣喺互聯網揾到嘅話，你可以去聯絡紐約兩個嘅姊妹。
Well, June and I knew that we were not going to be able to attend that seminar, but something happened.In our hearts, and we decided, I'm going to read the book of Colossians 20 times, at least 20 times.
姊妹同我都知道我哋唔能够参加十一月陈弟兄嘅讲座，但系喺我嘅心里面却系有一个嘅声音叫我哋去读哥罗西书20次。
So I want to encourage you this morning. Take your Bible and read the letter to the Colossians at least 20 times, and you will discover some things.Also, maybe more than what I'm saying.
所以我實在鼓勵大家你哋去睇哥羅西書至少二十次。當你咁做嘅時候，我相信你會係尋找到一啲新嘅睇見，可能呢啲睇見比我睇見嘅更多。
And look for this phrase in Christ.
去特別留意呢一句喺基督裏面。
With Christ.
係與基督。
By Christ.
是靠着主，靠着基督。
Look for those phrases.
啊，去特别留意呢一几句嘅说话。
You will find 20 times and more.
啊，所以你一定会揾到多过二十次。
Also look for another little word.
啊，亦都去留意另外一句嘅细节。
Because this Christian Chen said this letter can almost be summarized by two small words.
啊，因为啊陈弟兄交通道啊哥罗西书可以用两个嘅字嚟去系讲及出嚟。
The one word is in. I told you already in.
啊，第一个系住喺里面。
And the other word is all.
啊，第二个字就系所有。
You will find the little word all approximately 29 times.
啊，你会揾到所有凡事呢个字多过二十九次。
All things were made by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有万物都系由基督所做嘅。
All things are in Him.
凡事所有万物都喺基督里面。
He holds all things together.
佢系使万物系靠他而立嘅。
When you read this letter to the Colossians,
当你看哥罗西书的时候,
you will discover this is one of the greatest books in the Bible, giving us something of the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你会发现这本书在圣经里面, 里面是其中一本很伟大的书, 因为它能够是, 描述到, 基督的伟大。
Paul is trying to tell the Colossian believers of the great Christ that he has discovered and is discovering moment by moment and day by day.
保罗是要藉着这封书信是告诉哥罗西教会的人听这个伟大的基督还有他保罗怎样在每一日逐渐的更多去认识这位伟大的基督。
When you read this letter,You will understand why A.B. Simpson wrote that wonderful hymn. Everything is in Christ, and Christ is everything.
当你看这本书的时候，你就认识 A.B. Simpson 为什么会写这首的诗歌，就是基督是我的一切，所有万事都在基督的里面。
We have already read this verse.
我已经读过这一句了。
The fullness.
基督的丰盛。
Of the Godhead.
就是个元首
bodily
就系喺喺我嘅身体里面
dwelleth in my Lord Jesus Christ
系全部都系居住喺基督里面
and you are complete or perfect or mature in Him
你就系喺基督里面得到完全
He's the head of all principality and all power
佢系所有掌权嘅掌权执政嘅元首。
I want to read a few more verses.
愿意再读几段嘅圣经。
Beginning to read in chapter 1.
第一章。
And verse 24 to the end of 28.
第二十四节到第二十八节。
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ, in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man,In all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
第廿四到二十八节，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，作了教会的执事，又要神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝戒各人，教导各人， 要把各人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Paul was greatly used of the Lord. It was a great servant of the Lord.
保罗是一个被神大大使用的仆人。
So greatly was he used that God had a secret that had not been revealed before this man Saul of Tarsus was saved on the Damascus road.
甚至他一个伟大的仆人到一个地步，是神是将这个奥秘是传给保罗，显现给保罗，而这个奥秘是在保罗之前是未显明过的。
This secret is called the mystery in the verses that we just read.
这个奥秘就是刚才我们经文所读的。
You notice what it says in verse 26 of chapter 1.
你见到第26节那里讲到，
The mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest or is now revealed to his saints.
这个奥秘是历世历代所隐藏过来的，但现在就是向他的圣徒显明出来。
So there was a secret that God had kept hidden. It was a mystery, but it was revealed through this servant of God, the Apostle Paul.
所以在神里面有这个奥秘，这个奥秘是一直都是隐藏过来，但是如今是藉着保罗是将这个奥秘显明出来。
When I read these verses, I call to memory what I believe that these great prophets and patriarchs and servants of God of the old covenant did not know what this mystery was.
当我看这节圣经的时候，我就记起在旧约里面的先知、君王、所有的、所有的祭司、全部都不认识这个奥秘。
It was hidden from them.
因为神将这个奥秘是从他们隐藏
的。I believe it was hidden from Abraham.
我相信亚伯拉罕不认识。
And from Moses.
摩西也都不认识。
And from Jeremiah.
耶利米亦都不认识。
From Joshua.
约书亚亦都不认识。
And the list is almost endless.
这个名单是很长的。
In the old covenant.
在所有在旧约的人。
True and great servants of God.
在旧约里面那些很伟大的仆人。
Some of them actually met the Lord Jesus Christ before his incarnation.
甚至有些在基督降世之前，他们已经是见到主的了。
And every time they did, their life was revolutionized and changed dramatically.
他们每一次见到主之后，他们的生命都完全被改变过来。
But they didn't know what it meant to have Christ living inside of them.
但他们却是不认识基督住在他们里面是什么一回事。
This mystery was revealed through the Apostle Paul.
这个奥秘就是藉着保罗显明出来。
And we are living in the same dispensation that he lived in when he wrote this wonderful letter.
而我们就是活在在保罗那一段同一段的光景里面。
So no longer is this hidden.
所以这个奥秘不是再被隐藏过来了。
But the glory of it.
但是我们却是见到这个奥秘的荣耀。
The tremendous aspects of it.
我们见到这个奥秘，这个伟大的光景。
Are still often hidden from the Lord's children because we're too easily satisfied.
这个的伟荣耀的光景，虽然被是显明过来，但是却是好，我们作为神的儿女，却是不是好认识的，因为我们已经觉得已经满足了，可能。
But as we read from verse 27,
我们读27节的时候，
God wants to reveal this secret.
神愿意将这个奥秘显明出来。
Look at what it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
因为这里讲到神愿意他们知道这个奥秘在外邦人中是何等荣耀的荣耀，就是基督在他们里面成为的荣耀的盼望。
As far as I know, in this letter, that is the only reference to Christ in us.
我相信在基督在我里面这一句就在这里唯一的出处。
But I have this feeling that that's only part of the mystery.
但我相信这个只是这个奥秘的一部分。
As great as it is, I have this feeling in me that it's only part of the mystery.
無論呢個嘅奧秘有幾偉大，但我相信佢只係呢個奧秘嘅一部分啫。
Because of verse 28.
因為28節。
Whom we preach, Paul says, we preach Christ, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
因為28嗰度講到我們傳揚他就係基督，係要用諸般嘅智慧勸戒各人，教導各人，係要把各人在基督裏完完全全引到神面前。
Now we need to understand what Paul means by the word perfect.
我哋要認識保羅講及完完全全呢幾個字嘅解釋。
I don't believe that he means faultless or without any blemishes. I don't believe that he means that absolutely perfect.
我唔相信佢係講到要完全係冇指責，完全係冇罪嘅。
I believe the word means mature or full grown.
我相信呢幾句係講到成熟，係完全成長過嚟。
Now, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question.
我现在愿意问你一个的问题。
I don't want you to answer it.
我不要你们去答我。
Don't nod your head.
你不要去摇头去答。
Don't say amen.
你不要说阿门。
Don't do anything.
不要做任何事情。
Just answer it in your heart.
只是在你心里面答就可以了。
Do you want to be full grown or mature?In Christ.
你愿不愿意在基督里面成熟，完全去成长过来呢？
I have a feeling also that we cannot arrive at that maturity unless we have some understanding of what it means to be in Christ.
我相信我们不能够成熟，不能够到完全去成长，除非我们能够认识在基督里面这句是什么回事。
Remember what we read in verse 2 of chapter 1.
记得我们第二节那里读过。
He wrote these letters to the faithful brethren in Christ.
他那里保罗是写信给在基督里面有忠心的弟兄。
They were in Christ.
这些弟兄是在基督里面的。
They were also in Colossae.
他当然也都在哥罗西那里。
Now Colossae was a town in decline.
当时哥罗西是一个是慢衰落的一个城市。
Whatever industries there were in the town had moved out, and people and the young people were having to move away from the town, I think, because there were no opportunities. It was a town in decline.
那时那里的经济已经渐渐衰落了，所有的工业也都离开，那里的年轻人也都要离开这个城市，因为在这个城市里面找不到工作。
But a wonderful thing had happened to this little town called Colossae.
但是在这个哥罗西的地方有一件很美好的事发生了。
One of the inhabitants of the town by the name of Epaphras Epaphras went from Colossae to Ephesus, and there he heard the gospel under the ministry of the Apostle Paul.
因为在哥罗西里面有一个弟兄，他去到以弗所那里听到保罗的福音。
We are quite sure.That Epaphras, that Paul never went to Colossae.
我哋深信保罗从来冇去过哥罗西。
But we know that he went to Ephesus.
但我知道保罗去过以弗所。
And so Bible scholars believe that Epaphras, was in Ephesus and heard the gospel from the apostle Paul and opened his heart and the Lord Jesus Christ came in and he was wonderfully saved.
所以我哋相信呢、这个以巴弗这个弟兄是从哥罗西去到以弗所这个教会听到保罗的福音认识主而将这个福音是带回去哥罗西这个地方。
And Epaphras, we believe, brought the gospel to this little town of Colossae.
我们实在相信以巴弗是将这个福音是带到哥罗西这个地方。
And he preached the gospel.
他将这个福音传出去。
And people were saved.
在哥罗西的人
都被得救了。A church was born in that town.
教会亦都喺呢个城市里面。
So that Paul could write to them as being in Christ.
所以保罗能够系话呢啲弟兄系喺基督里面。
They were growing in the Lord.
佢哋喺主里面成长。
They were going on with the Lord.
佢哋系与主同行。
They were rejoicing in the Lord.
佢哋系喺主里面欢喜。
But another terrible thing happened in that little group.
但系喺呢个嘅教会里面有一件好唔好嘅事情发生咗。
Some people came into the group and began to tell the the believers in Colossae that Jesus Christ is not enough.
因为有些人是来到教会里面是告诉他们听基督是不够的。
They began to say that you need more than him if you're going to go to God.
他们说如果你想到神那里你需要一些比基督更多的事情。
And this heresy began to infiltrate into this little company or this company of believers.
这些异端就慢慢地去侵入了哥罗西的教会里面。
So Bible scholars also believe that Epaphras, who was in the leadership in this town, felt that this tremendous burden, this tremendous thing that had happened, and he made the journey to Rome to visit the Apostle Paul.
所以读圣经的人就相信以巴弗因为这件事情就感到非常的重担所以他就特别去到罗马去探望保罗。
It was not an easy journey.
由哥罗西去罗马是一个非常之困难的路程。
It was a journey of approximately 1,000 miles.
大约有100公里。
And when he arrived, he told the Apostle Paul what was happening.
当他到罗马的时候，就话俾保罗听发生咗咩事。
And so Paul wrote this letter.
所以保罗就写呢一封信去俾哥罗西人。
He didn't write it alone.
佢唔系自己写嘅。
Timothy was with him.
提摩太同佢一齐。
And that in itself is an amazing thing.
提摩太能够同保罗一齐呢件事，实在一个非常美好嘅事情。
Timothy was like one of Paul's sons in the gospel, in the Lord.
提摩太就好似保罗喺神里面一个儿子一样。
I believe that he called him his son different times.
我相信保罗系实在系叫提摩太作为佢系写系佢系佢儿子。
But when he writes this letter to the church at Colossae, he says Paul and Timothy are brothers.
但是当保罗写哥罗西书的时候是讲到提摩太是他的弟兄兄弟。
Somehow Timothy was growing in the Lord. And Paul, it seems to me that Paul elevates him to his almost his equal when he writes this wonderful letter.
我相信提摩太是不断的成长到哥罗西书这个地步的时候保罗看提摩太是同一个的地步所以就叫他做弟兄了。
And in this letter, the Apostle Paul unveils the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这封信里面，保罗将神基督的伟大显露出来。
The fullness of Christ.
是基督的丰盛。
The allness of Christ.
是基督的伟大。
Everything is in Christ, and Christ is everything.
万有都是在基督里面，基督就是一切。
Now, I really like what Brother, this Bishop Hanley Mole has said in his commentary on this letter.
我实在喜欢Henry Mole 对哥罗西书嘅解经。
He said that these believers in Colossae had a supernatural secret.
佢讲到哥罗西嘅弟兄系一个有一个超自然嘅佢哋认识一个超自然嘅奥秘。
It was a supernatural secret that every one of us who are in Christ have this same secret.
这个超自然奥秘是我们每一个在基督里面都拥有的。
We will go through many things during our lifetime.
在我们的生命的一生里面我们会遇见很多的事情。
God never promises to spare us from suffering.
神从来没有应许我们能够脱离困难。
In fact, if we're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to suffer.
但是如果我们选择去跟随主的时候，我们却是神是应许我们是神是我们会遇见苦难。
We're going to go through things just like people in the world go through things.
我们会遇见事情就好像不信主的人一样。
They have financial crises, we have financial crises.
他们经济有问题，他们的财政有问题。同樣，我哋嘅財政亦都可能有問題。
They get sick and we sometimes get sick.
佢哋會生病，我哋同樣亦都會生病。
Their family dies and sometimes our family members die.
佢哋嘅屋企人會過身，我哋屋企人亦都會過身。
But remember,
但記住
，you have a secret that they don't have.
你喺裡面有一個奧秘，佢哋冇嘅。
You have a secret that the world knows nothing about.
你有一個奧秘，其他世界的人是完全不知道的。
And the secret is this.
这个奥秘就是。
You have Christ in you.
就是基督在你里面。
And you are in Christ.
你在基督里面。
And that is the difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of the Son of God.
这个就是黑暗的国度和爱子的国度的分别。
So you, when you go to your job tomorrow,
所以明天你上班的时候,
remember you go with a supernatural secret.
记住你上班的时候,你是带着一个超自然的奥秘上班。
You are in Christ.
你是在基督里面。
As you work with the men you work with or the ladies that you work beside, remember, if they're not saved, they do not have this secret. You have this secret.
当你和你的同事做工的时候,记住,如果他不信主,你就记得我是拥有这个超自然的奥秘,他没有。
The secret makes all the difference as to how we react and how we respond to the circumstances of life.
因为这个奥秘能够影响我们怎样去回应生活里面所有的事情。
Remember, you have Christ in you.
记住你有基督在我们里面。
And he's speaking.
他一直的说话。
And you may be hurt or despised by somebody in your office.
你可能在公司里面是不受欢迎的。
But how will you react?
但你会怎样回应呢?
How will you respond?
你会怎样回应呢?
The same way the world does?
是不是好像其他世界的人一样呢?
No.
不是这样的。
Remember,
记住,
he's speaking.
基督是说话的。
And he will show you how to react.
他会教导你怎样去回应。
And this is why the world looks on with amazement.
所以世界人见到我们基督徒,
and sometimes they come to us.
有时他会来到我们那里,
and they say, why did you react that way?
他会问我们为什么你会这样回应?
Why didn't you retaliate?
为什么你不报复呢?
Why didn't you get angry?
为什么你没生气呢?
Why didn't you respond the way I would have responded?
为什么你没好像我这样回应呢?
And then you have an opportunity to tell them.
那你就有机会告诉他们。
Oh, but I have a secret.
因为在我里面有一个奥秘,
it's a supernatural secret.
一个超自然的奥秘。
God has operated on my life.
神是一直掌管我的生命。
He has translated me.
他已经将我
from the kingdom of darkness
从黑暗的国度里面,
into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
是迁到爱子的国度里面。
And that's going from darkness into light.
是从黑暗到光明,
and from death into life.
去死到生。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
we have Christ living inside of us.
我们有基督住在我们的里面。
And we are living in him.
我们亦都在基督里面。
He is our supernatural secret.
他就是我们超自然的奥秘。
He is our spiritual locality.
他就是我们属灵的原性。
He is our private atmosphere.
他是我们个人的空间。
There is an invisible aura or a cloud around us.
有一个见不到的云是包围着我们。
He's watching over us.
他是一直的保管我们。
He's protecting us.
是保护我们。
He's guiding us.
带领我们。
Remember, yes, he is on the throne.
记住他的确是在宝座那里。
But he's not afar off.
但他不是很远的。
He's right in us.
他就在我们里面。
And we are in him.
我们亦都在他里面。
Do you ever say amen?
你会不会说阿门呢?
Amen. He's in us.
Amen.
We are in him.
Amen.
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 Oh, I want you to grasp something of the glory of this.
我实在希望你见到这件是何等荣耀的事。
God wants to reveal to us the riches of the glory of these facts.
神愿意向我们彰显这些事实的丰盛和荣耀。
So here with these brothers and sisters in Colossae.
所以哥罗西的弟兄,
they were in Colossae.
他在哥罗西,
you're in San Francisco.
你在三藩市,
they were in Christ.
他们在基督,
and you are in Christ.
你们亦都在基督里面,
if you're saved.
如果你是,
if you're not saved,
如果你未得救的,
you're in trouble.
你可能有些麻烦,
big trouble.
很大的麻烦,
because you're outside of Christ.
因为你在基督的外面,
but here's the wonder of it. You can receive him today. And if you're honest and say, come in, he will come in.
如果你诚实邀请主进入的时候,
he will come in as a guest.
主就会入到你的心里面,
but he will come in to abide.
但他会, 入你们, 住在你里面,
he will translate you.
他就能够将你,
out of the kingdom you're in,
从,
世界的国度里面, no, my time is gone.
我的时间到这里差不多了。
Why is this so important?
为什么这么重要呢?
Why would I come from Canada to tell you these things?
为什么我要由加拿大来到这里告诉你这些事情呢?
Particularly this great fact that you are in Christ.
特别, 我们在基督里面这个事实。
Why is it so important?
為什麼這件事情是這麼重要呢?
That you understand it.
為什麼你這麼需要認識這件事呢?
Now Paul prayed for these Colossian believers.
保羅為這些哥羅西的弟兄祈禱,
that they would have spiritual understanding.
使他們有屬靈的智慧悟性。
Now you know there's intellectual understanding.
大家都知道在有知識上面的,
where we understand something with our mind.
我們知道一些事情,
but there's spiritual understanding.
但卻有, 屬靈的悟性,
you can only understand it with your spirit.
只是能夠用, 靈去認識的,
and you can't understand it spiritually unless God gives you divine revelation.
你不能夠認識屬靈的事情, 除非神是給,
It's impossible. But God wants to give us that.
但神卻是願意將這些事情,
He's waiting to give us that divine revelation.
一直都等候機會將這個,
oftentimes He's waiting till we're hungry.
很多時他是等候我們,渴望渴求他,
really hungry.
等候我們非常渴求的時候,
thirsty.
很渴求,
like we think we're going to die if we don't have a drink of this living water.
使我們如果沒有這個活水的時候,
and when we get desperate with Him,
當我們非常渴求主的時候,
and we say like Jacob,
就好像雅各那樣,
I won't let you go,
我不會讓你離開,
until you bless me,
除非你祝福我,
until you show me this,
除非你指示我,
I will not let you go,
我不會使你離開,
then God comes.
主就來了那時,
and gives us revelation.
主就將指示顯給我們,
and our lives are changed again.
我們的生命就再次被改變過來。
Now why is it so important that we understand what it means to be in Christ?
為什麼我們這麼需要認識, 我們在基督裡面這個事實呢?
For these reasons,
就是這些原因,
this is the way that God has delivered us,
因為這個就是神將我們拯救過來的方法,
from sin,
將我們從罪裡面拯救過來,
from self,
從我們的自己,
from the flesh,
從我們的肉體,
from the law,
從律法,
from the world,
從世界,
how did he do it?
他怎樣將我們從這些事情拯救過來呢?
By a great miracle,
就是一個奇蹟,
he took the whole old creation,
他將所有舊的受造,
under Adam,
是亞當裡面的,
and he put us in Christ,
將我們放在基督裡面,
then in Christ,
在基督裡面,
he went to the cross,
基督就在十字架那裡,
when he died,
當基督死的時候,
we were in him,
因為我們在基督裡面,
and we died,
我們同樣被死過來,
now for a dead person,
一個死了的人,
you never have any problem with them,
你從來不會, 他不會, 成為一個麻煩的,
is that right?
是不是呢?
They're dead.
因為他已經死了嘛,
you can argue all you want.
你可以跟他, 爭拗,
no answer.
他不會回答你的,
no self-life.
他不會有自己的,
no sin.
他亦都沒有罪,
no flesh.
亦都沒有肉體,
it's gone.
已經去了了,
God did this with us.
神, 就是作了這件事情在我們身上,
put us in Christ,
將我們放在基督,
and when Christ died, we were in him.
當基督死的時候, 我們在基督裡面,
when he died,
所以我們同時死過來, 當基督死的時候, 我們又死了,
praise the Lord, we didn't stay there.
感謝主, 我們不是停在那個地方,
when he was buried,
當他們被埋葬,
we were buried.
當耶穌被埋葬的時候, 我們也同樣被埋葬,
because we were hopeless,
因為我們是沒有希望的,
we couldn't be improved,
我們不能夠再,
Been好, we couldn't be repaired.
我們不能夠被修改過來,
so God knew the only way that he could help us is to take us right out of the way.
所以基督主認識能夠幫助我們的方法就是將我們完全自死。
It's a mystery.
這個是奧秘。
You will never understand it intellectually.
你永遠都不可以從一個知識的角度認識。
It has to be revealed.
唯有是神將它顯明出來。
But God wants to reveal it.
但神願意將這個奧秘顯明出來。弟兄姊妹。 弟兄姊妹,
Paul says in the third chapter, you're dead.
保羅在第三章那裡講到, 我們已經死了。
What would you think of me if I came here this morning and that's all I said?
如果我今天早上, 只是講這一句,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
I've come from Canada to tell you something about yourself.
我從加拿大這麼遠的地方來到這裡告訴你一件事,
maybe you didn't know it.
你可能之前不知道,
you're dead.
你已經死了。
And then I went,
我之後就走了,
back to Canada.
回到加拿大,
no.
不是那麼簡單,
I tell you that.
我告訴你,
but I tell you so much more.
但是更加多的事情,
you were buried.
你是被埋葬,
But you didn't stay in the tomb.
你唔係係仲係仍然喺個墳墓裏
面。Because when he rose from the tomb,
啊，因為基督啊復活咗嚟嘅時候，
we were in him.
我哋喺基督裏面。
That's a fact.
啊，呢個係一個事實。
Do you believe me?
你相唔相信我咧？Amen.
It's a fact, eternal fact.
是一个永远的事实。
It's a fact in heaven.
啊，喺天上面嘅事实。
It's a fact on the earth.
啊，喺地上亦都系。
Only for those who are in Christ.
啊，只有嗰啲喺基督里面嘅人。
When he ascended to the right hand of the Father.
啊，当啊基督系升天到神嘅右边嘅时候。
We were in him.
我哋喺基督里面。
So there's a sense in which we're there.
啊，所以啊，我哋同样亦都喺嗰
边。Seated with him.
啊，系同啊基督同坐。
In heavenly places.
啊，喺天上。
Is that what the Bible says?
啊，系咪呢圣经？
You know that's what Paul wrote to the Ephesians.
啊，我哋知道啊，保罗同样咁讲，当佢写以弗所书嘅时候，弟兄姊妹
，Do you want to know victory over the world?
啊，你想唔想啊？点认识点样啊？胜过世界咧
？Do you love the world?
啊，你喜唔爱唔爱呢个世界咧
？When the Bible says don't love the world,
啊，圣经教导我哋唔好爱世界。
It doesn't mean don't love the people of the world.
啊，唔系叫你唔爱世界上面嘅人。
It means love not the things of the world, the system of the world.
啊，不要爱世界嘅事。
Why?
啊，点解咧
？Because you've been set free from the world.
啊，你因为你已经从啊世界被拯救过嚟。
Don't let the world attract you.
啊，唔好让呢个世界去引诱你。
Don't be caught by its many subtle invitations and attractions.
啊，你唔好被世界上面嘅事情引诱。
So how are you going to have the victory over the world?
啊，你点样能够胜过世界咧
？You must know that you're in Christ.
啊，你要知道你系喺基督里面。
You must know that you're dead to the world.
啊，你已经系向世界死。
Paul said it in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14.
喺加拉太书第四章第十四节嗰度。
I've been crucified to the world.
我已经啊与基督同钉十字架。
And the world has been crucified to me.
啊，世界亦都系啊同我一齐钉十字架。
So as you young people go off to college.
啊，当啊你哋啊年轻人去大学嘅时
候。Don't get trapped by the world.
啊，唔好被世界嘅陷阱。
How are you going to stay free?
啊，你点样能够？
You must know that there was a day that you died.
啊，你要知道有一日，嗰一日你死。
And when you are tremendously tempted by the world.
啊，当你被世界好大嘅引诱嚟
到嘅时候。Or tempted by the flesh.
啊，被肉体引诱嘅时候。
Or you find yourself life rising up within you.
啊，或者啊，当你嘅己系出嚟嘅时候。
In your heart.
喺你嘅心里面。
Remember you have this atmosphere around you.
啊，你要记得你身边啊周围有一个嘅空间，就系基督。
And he said, "Abide in me."
啊，基督话啊，住喺我里面。
And so you remember that you're in Christ.
啊，所以你记得你喺基督里面。
And in your heart, you're tempted.
啊，喺你嘅心里面。
You cry out to God.
啊，但你就向神呼求。
You say, "Lord."
啊，主。
I'm dead.
啊，我已经死咗。
I died with you.
我已经同你一齐死咗啦。
Deliver me.
啊，请你拯救我。
Cry out.
啊，你就向神呼
求。And as you stand in that death.
啊，当你系记得呢个死嘅时候。
Find he delivers you.
啊，主就一定会拯救你。
You could be in the midst of severe temptation.
啊，你可能系一个好大嘅引诱。
Tremendous trial.
啊，好大嘅苦难。
All kinds of opposition.
啊，所有好多嘅人针对你。
But you remember.
啊，但你要记得。
You're in Christ.
你喺基督里面。
And one day God revealed that to you.
啊，有一日神系将呢件事显明过嚟。
By His Spirit.
系藉住佢嘅灵。
And now you take your stand.
啊，所以你就啊站起嚟。
And you say in your heart.
啊，你就喺心里面向主讲。
Lord, by faith I take this stand.
啊，主靠住信心，我
愿
意站起嚟。啊，你做到啦！
You put me in Christ,
啊，你将
我放喺基督里
面，你将基督系钉死。
He died, I died.
啊，当基督死嘅时候，我已经死啦。啊，我就喺啊基死里面。
And let the wave of temptation and all the oppression of the world let it go by.
啊，就让啊世上所有嘅引诱系避过。
That's why it's so important to know this.
啊，所以非常之重要，我哋要认识。
For yourself,
啊，系每一个人都要认识。
By divine revelation,
啊，系要啊靠着啊从天里面嘅显明。
What will be my satisfaction because of this word this morning?
啊，我听到呢篇信息，我点样得到满足咧
？It will be this.
啊，就系咁样。
If you that heard this word,
啊，如果你听到佢嘅话
，will go into your closet.
啊，你会去到啊你嘅密室
，into your private quarters.
啊，喺你最啊隐蔽嘅啊空间里面
，and get down before the Lord.
喺主面前。
And say, Lord, I have to know this.
啊，跪低向主祈求，主，我要认识。
Come and reveal yourself.
啊，求你向我啊显露过嚟。
That I am in Christ.
啊，要我哋看见啊，我喺基督里面。
This is a great emancipation for a Christian.
啊，呢个系一个啊，作为一个基督徒非常之大嘅啊释放。
I tell you from my own testimony.
啊，喺我嘅啊见证里面。
The greatest occasion in my life was when God began to show me some of these things. When I say He began, I still have so much to learn, but he, He operated on me.
在我见证里面最大的事情就是当主开始将这些事情将向我显露出来。我讲开始，因为我仍然是不断的是学习，不断的看见。
I had been a Christian for many years.
我作为一基督徒，我作为一基督徒，
I was very busy working for the Lord.
我为主作了很多事情。
But I didn't know what it meant to be in Christ.
但我不认识在基督里面是什么回事。
It was true of me.
是真实的，我信主。
The fact was true.
这个事实是真实的。
But I didn't know it by divine revelation.
但我不是因为有了神圣的显明，所以我认识。
That was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me.
但当主向我显明的时候，我就实在一件非常大的事。
So what do we say was perhaps the greatest thing that ever happened to Saul of Tarsus.
如果你问保罗一生里面最大的一件事情是什么事情呢？
He met the Lord.
因为他遇见主。
He was drastically changed.
当他遇见主之后，他就完全被改变过来。
What was his desire after that?
他遇见主之后，他的渴求是什么呢？
That everybody that he preached to, everybody that he met, every soldier that he was chained to should know, should meet the Lord.
他的渴求就是每一个遇见他的人，所有的士兵，每个兵丁，所有人都会能够同样的遇见主。
And so he brings this burden into the Colossian letter.
所以他就将他这个渴求是带到哥罗西书那里。
It seems he will not rest until everyone that he preaches to is presented to God perfect. In Christ Jesus.
好似见到保罗一定要所有人能够完完全全嘅系被带到主嘅面前，系住喺基督里面。
In Colossians chapter 3,
喺哥罗西书第三章
，and verse 1,
第一节
，Paul says this.
保罗咁样讲到
，If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
Brothers and sisters, God loves a seeking heart.
弟兄姊妹，主实在希望我们每一个人有一个是求的心。
He loves it when his own children, born of God, blood bought, redeemed, seek him with all their heart.
他实在喜爱我们这一班是被他拯救、被他救赎过来的人去寻求他的心意。
And he says, if you seek me with all your heart, I will be found of you.
他曾经这样说，如果你是尽心尽性去寻求我的时候，我就会喜悦你了。
Yeah, he will put himself right before our face and reveal himself to us.
他会在我们的面前彰显过来。
So remember,
所以记住，
you have Christ living inside of you.
你有基督住在你的里面。
And you are in Christ.
你也都在基督里面。
Let's pray.
请一起祈祷。
Father, thank you for your glorious work.
天父，感谢你荣耀的工作。
Thank you for your great love for your own children.
感谢你，你对我们的大爱。
And thank you that you want to reveal your Son in us and to us.
亦都感谢你愿意将你的儿子系将我哋显露过嚟。
Again, we ask you to open the eyes of our understanding.
再一次求你打开我哋心眼。
Give us all the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐俾我哋属灵嘅智慧。
So that you may have a wonderful opportunity to reveal these great facts to us about the Lord Jesus Christ.
使你有呢个机会喺将主耶稣向我哋显明。
We thank you and we ask it in His glorious name.
我哋感謝，亦都係奉榮耀主嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.